Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker and a Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. We're live Monday mornings at 11 o'clock. Call us at 564-1290, 564-1290. During encore broadcasts, Monday evenings at 9 p.m. and Saturday afternoons at 2 p.m., call me direct at 898-4242, 898-4242, and visit RadioRealEstate.com. As usual, I'll do my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year-to-date, and the current active inventory, all compared to last year's numbers. We'll start right after the news. Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman. You're a local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker, Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, during the fourth segment, the weekly multiple listing update. Very interesting numbers on interesting stats. Maybe we could grab this right now. I can ask you a trivia question. I'll ask you two trivia questions about real estate. We'll go with a little sales trivia question, but basically the fourth segment is the weekly update with year-to-date and active inventory compared to last year's numbers. Our phone number is 564-1290, also RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. You can listen to past programs and get great real estate information, RadioRealEstate.com. All right, here's a trivia question. I'll give you two questions. The conforming loan amount is going up. Now, what does that mean? There's a dollar amount. It says if you borrow money at that dollar amount or below, you'll get what's called the conforming loan amount. And this is all decided by Mucky Mucks and Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and all these people that I don't really care who they are, but these decisions are made. So when you see advertisements in the news press or your local newspaper, wherever you might be, they're usually quoting the conforming rate because it's usually quarter point, three-eighths, half a point, whatever. Actually, the difference between the two rates has shrunk. Sometimes they've been higher, greater. But they're quoting the lower rate. And for prices like in Santa Barbara, California, most people never get the conforming loan amount for new purchases. Now, the loan rate is going up to $417,000. That's as of January. If you're in escrow right now, there's a good chance that the lender might be able to offer that rate to you, $417,000. It was $359,000. Now, if you own a house and you want to refinance, and maybe you only owe that amount, this is good news. That's a big, big jump. Looking back since at years from 1985 through 2005, it might be the biggest jump ever made. When I started in 1988, the conforming rate was about $187,000, and now January 06, it'll be $417,000. So if you buy a home and you can put enough down payment and your loan is less than $417,000 and you want a 30-year fix, you will get the lowest possible rate available. Now, here's my question. How can you pay the conforming rate amount, which, as I said, you buy a home in Santa Barbara, it's $417,000, or a condo. How could you get that same rate and yet have a loan greater than the $417,000 that I just stated? There are a number of ways. You might just split it up into two different ways, but if you were technical, you could break it down into seven circumstances where you can get a loan greater than the $417,000 new rate that I just announced, and still get the lowest conforming rate. How can you do that? You just told me it was $417,000. That's the maximum loan you could get. But I'm telling you that you can, in fact, pay the conforming rate and get a greater, higher loan amount than $417,000. If you can name the name, count all the ways, How I Love Thee, you'll win a gift certificate to Paisano's Pizzeria located in Santa Barbara on San Andres, which is the best pizza in Santa Barbara. If you haven't been there, go there and find out. You got to like thin crust. The phone number is 564-1290, 564-1290. Now, I'll give you another way to win. Went back the first 11 months of the year and looked at some stats. And in September, this particular stat, there was a highest number in September. And in February, it was the lowest number. What stat am I talking about? 564-1290, 564-1290. September was the highest number so far, at least through November. And February was the lowest number for a particular stat. What stat could that be? It is telling on the market, I might add. There was an article in the local newspaper about sales, and they made mention that, and I just took a double check, and as of December 1st, so the first 11 months of the year, essentially, it was kind of interesting that the number of condo sales was virtually identical to prior years. But the number of single-family homes compared to last year is down 14% for the first 11 months of the year. However, you have to remember that last year was a banner year. Last year, there were more sales in one year than there were, at least in single-family residences, since 2001. 2001, 2, 3, 4, and now 5. The highest number of those years was 2004. So, yes, sales are down, and we only have 4 weeks to go. And quite frankly, we'll be lucky if we just get 1,000 sales. 2001 was the lowest year. That was 1,054. So we've sailed all the way back to 2001 numbers, and we won't even hit that. We hit 1142, 1124 last year, 2004, 1187. So now we will drop down significantly. The median price has not faltered. The median price has not faltered, and the quarterly has risen significantly. If you go to radiorealestate.com, you could see all the quarterly increases in the median price. And looking at a chart here that I made, and if it's accurate, we're lucky. Starting in 2001, the median price, it was in the 600,000 range. The first, for five quarters in a row, is in the 600,000 range through the first quarter of 2002. So when did things start to heat up a little? The second quarter of 2002, it went to 800,000, and it stayed at basically at 800,000 for four straight quarters. It was still in the eights through the end of 2003. So obviously, if anyone bought in 2001 to 2003, 2001 significantly, 2002 and 3 was still low. It was 2004 where it jumped in that first quarter to 965,000, and then breaking the million-dollar barrier was the second quarter of 2004. And there it sat, and first quarter of 2005, it almost hit 1,000,002, and the second quarter of 2005, it was 1,000,265. And the third quarter, it broke 1,000,345, third quarter 2005. So a lot of homes selling at a higher price, but not as many homes. I guess I use the term a significant drop in number of sales this year. I don't know if significant's the right word. Again, compared to last year, a banner year, it's a bigger drop, and it is in fact the lowest year since 2001. So maybe we could call that significant. But interestingly enough, condos, virtually to the number, identical. 415 condos sold the first 11 months of the year in 2005, and in 2004, 416 condos. So is that all I have to say about that? Well, that was an almost a weekly update, multiple listing update right there. The recent sale I had was a good example, I think, of, you know what we might want to do? I'm going to give my trustworthy partner in crime here, Jaron, a phone number. This is for Jeff and Ron. Ron Wolf is a local property manager. And if you can get them both on the phone, we'll maybe we'll do that during the break. I'll give you. In fact, before you do that, why don't we just take a break? No one has an interest in this trivia question. No one called in. How do you get a higher loan amount? Greater. Maybe we'll ask the guests. Maybe they know. It's 16 minutes past the hour. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, 564-1290. I apologize for the ad in the paper and the 150 emails I sent out announcing today's guests. It's the second time I've had scheduled the president of the National Association of Realtors. This is a different president. I thought one of them would show up. I had his BlackBerry phone number. Apparently not good enough for Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.